Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Alex L.
And I'm Libby Delena.
Welcome to this Morning Walk podcast. Good morning, Libby.
Good morning, Alex.
How are you feeling today?
You know, today when I went out on my walk, the light was longer and brighter. I feel like I could really hear the birds this morning, which is always an indicator that spring is kind of around the corner. That's not to say that we won't have more snow here where I am, but there was something about the light that felt really full and beautiful today. How about you?
I'm okay. I haven't been on my walk yet. I've been moving really slow, kind of like I told you before we started recording. Just I've been kind of out of it this week. We were traveling earlier in the week, and it's just always really hard to get back into the groove of being in a family unit after it's just been me and Ryan. So it's like that reacclimation is just, it can just be a lot for me. So I've been really tired. I'm really behind on work, but I am looking forward to my walk. I've been listening to a lot of Thich Nhat Hanh. I don't know if I say his name correctly, but I've been listening to a lot of his speeches this week and just trying to get grounded. So yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I think that, as we mentioned, as you said before the podcast started, the sort of getting resynchronized with the family energy and dynamic is hard. And I always found the only way to do that was, just as you noted, to really get grounded in my own space before I entered the household on returning back from travel trips. It's hard. It's hard. And I think walking is a really amazing tool to do that. And if there's the opportunity to walk with any of your family members, it just gets everybody reintegrated back into the family rhythm.
Me and Ryan are going to go for a walk and have lunch, and I'm excited to get out. It's going to be a nice day. I intentionally waited for my morning walk today because it's just been too cold for my life. So it'll be warm around like 60 when we go out. So I'm really looking forward to that. Curious to know what came up for you in your walk today and how you're, you know, walking into the weekend since we're recording this on a Friday.
Yeah, that's a great question. I might have to sit with that for a second. Hold on. Let me just, what came up today? I think, as I mentioned, because of the brighter light, and it really sounded today as if the birds were sitting right on my shoulder or flying right next to me. I just heard them differently. I guess what came up for me was this sort of notion of vibrancy, vitality. And so it's a different kind of energy walking in the spring for me that, you know, I guess I can really feel the natural world either waking up or, you know, or sort of peeking out of their slumber. Whereas the winter walks are, you know, beautifully quiet, peaceful, internal. I feel like I'm stretching, metaphorically stretching into the warmth. And it's a different kind of experience walking when it's a little bit warmer. You know, I have to say, I wear my clothes, my gear are different. I have wear fewer layers. But I think most importantly, when I walk in the winter, I feel as if my shoulders and my ears are right next to each other. You know that feeling when you pull your shoulders up to kind of brace yourself and keep the weather out? I feel like in the spring, my shoulders come down. It's like an exhale. And how do you think your walk will be different because it's going to be 60? That sounds so glorious. Oh my gosh. And you'll be walking with Ryan. So that's a different energy than walking by yourself or with Maxie.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because yesterday on my walk, before I talk about my energy for today's walk, I had on my loose pants and I really wasn't dressed for, like, I'm going for a walk. I slipped on my Birkenstocks and my loose, comfy pants and a sweatshirt and a big chunky sweater. And I just walked through the neighborhood and I intentionally walked with my arms behind my back. And I was thinking about each step being one that was rooted in intention. And connectedness. And I like how you say it feels like an exhale this season, because often when I'm teaching my breathwork classes, I tell my students, soften, unclench your jaw, drop your shoulders. And that's how I felt yesterday as I was walking intentionally with my hands behind my back, listening to the birds, listening to a podcast, and trying to be in that moment because I have felt kind of scattered this week. And so grounding down, looking up, as you say, and inviting myself to the moment, even though the week had been stressful, even though I have been tired. And so today, when I go on my walk with my husband, I'm actually really looking forward to our laughter because we laugh a lot. And when we are on our walks, it's just fun. And I'm looking forward to that lightheartedness and a not so intentional walk, if that makes sense. Like yesterday was really a meditation for me moving. And today, I think it's just going to be me and my guy walking, talking, having fun, and then going to get the kids. And so I'm bringing that up to say that every walk that I've been on for these many months has been different, and they each serve me in a different way, and they invite me to name what I need to myself. And that's been really the glorious part about walking, even when it's been really cold. I haven't experienced a spring walk yet. That this will be my first season in spring. And so I'm excited to see what's going to come up. And I'm excited to see the growth, not only from Mother Nature, but from within. And I'm looking forward to this spring season and my walking journey. 100% looking forward to it.
Oh my gosh, that is so beautiful. And I would agree that every walk is unique and provides an opportunity to nourish ourselves. But I'm not sure I've ever sat with that as a real feature of my walks. There are days when I head out with intention, but I love the idea of maybe not knowing what we need when we head out on a walk some days, and it shows up. And I would say that my walk this morning, thank you for asking that question, how mine was. As you were talking, I think what showed up for me, and maybe I didn't even know this, was a phrase that a really dear friend of mine, Becca Skinner, just an absolutely beautiful photographer, often says is go gently. And I think that's what showed up for me this morning, is a reminder, go gently. The days are getting longer, the softness of the sounds of the birds. But you're right, each walk is unique. It's different. We can head out each day with a very clear and grounded intention, as you did yesterday. And today, your walk is going to look vastly different, and yet they're equally as important and nourishing. In a way, you know, here's what's sort of coming up for me is the thing about walks is, hey, it's a celebration of coming home to myself. I'm not sure how to say it other than, to your point, each walk is different. I can head out with this really clear vision of how I want to hold it. And then there are other days where just allowing what I need to show up. And for me, I think that's sort of this beautiful celebration of being present, being aware, mindful, attentive to what is happening on each walk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What I hear us both saying is every walk is a teacher. And, you know, I often joke with you about like how I never thought I'd be walking like this, you know, like I, like this is really wild, but it's a part of my learning as a student in life. I truly believe that each walk I go on, no matter what city I'm in, no matter what the weather, no matter how long or short, it offers me a lesson. It offers me self-inquiry. It offers me curiosity. And that's been really beautiful, especially as I lean deeper into my well-being and like nurturing that and my mental health and nourishing myself. I'm able to be in a space of open heart, open mind, learning from each step. So I'm curious, how have your walks over the past many years taught you to be a student in life? And what's been your biggest takeaway so far?
Oh, what a great question. And I love this language about morning walk as a teacher, because I think at the very core, that's what it is. And I think that's in a way what I was trying to say about their conversations with myself. It's a laboratory. It's a place to play. It's a place to inquire, to look and experiment. And it's a very welcoming place, right? It's a beautiful place to try out ideas, think of new things. I find that when I hold each walk with a beginner's mind, now, certainly a practice and a thought for Buddhist teachers, and I am not studied enough to be very articulate or eloquent about this, but the fundamental idea of a beginner's mind is to approach things humbly, to approach things with curiosity, to, you know, when we show up in any sphere of learning with a really beautiful, childlike, open-hearted, curious mind, I think we absorb, see, understand those lessons sort of more deeply, more fully. So I think, you know, over these 10 years of walking, I've really tried to cultivate this idea of a beginner's mind, that as I head out each morning, to your point, each walk is a teacher. So what is the opportunity to learn in this walk? What is there the opportunity to see? You know, sometimes the learning's hard. Sometimes there are hard conversations with myself. It's not that it's all beautiful bird sunrises and spring sun, long days, long shadows. Sometimes it's very prickly and sharp. And, you know, you and I have talked about some of those walks where it's the rain is dripping down the back of our neck. And so that's the physical component, but there's also that emotional and spiritual component of, oh, wow, today the lesson is about, you know, the way I showed up for somebody the other day, or the way I responded to something. And so I guess the opportunity is to show up with that non-judgmental, open-hearted, curious beginner's mind. And if I can hold that with tenderness and gentleness, there's always something that shows up. How do you feel about some of the learnings? You've walked, I don't know, what are you up to now? 170, 80 days?
Yeah, close to it. I haven't counted this week, but I'm pretty sure I'm approaching 180 or there. Yeah. As of, well, what's today? The 11th of March. Mm-hmm. I'm approaching, I'm almost to day 200. That's really wild.
That is really wild. I also think I want to hear what are some of your primary overarching lessons, but I also think it's a shift for you, because for a while you, and it was very important, I would have been exactly the same place of really identifying with each walk and the, my gosh, I've been doing it for 180 days, 170 days. And now you've gone into this new chapter where each individual walk, I would say, is less important to accumulate. It's now a bigger message, maybe. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling about A, the lessons you've learned, and B, the feeling that identifying with each walk is less important?
The lessons from each walk, they're so vastly different. And it really does depend on how clear-minded and present I am. And lately, I have been extremely called to slow down. And as your friend says, go gently, because I'm in this like deep transformational space right now, which feels, I go through it like once a year where like everything feels like it's shifting, right? So all of our kids are in school now. So now me and Ryan are empty nesters from 7 to 3. And then, you know, they come home and we have family time. And it's just like, wow, I am now reemerging with more time in the day. And so often I'm like, I don't even know what to do with this time anymore because there's not a baby in the house to attend to. I mean, there's plenty to do, but I find myself like, whoa, this feels different. I'm also in this space of like, is Maxie, who's our youngest, is she going to be our last baby? Like, and so I'm in this place of decisions and grieving, and my career is like, okay, my new book is coming out this year. Like, how can I get quiet and go inward so that I can bring forth this really beautiful project? Like, there's so much happening, and my walks give me the space to process or not to process. So I think the biggest lesson for me is be present with yourself on every walk, because I know when I'm avoiding my thoughts and I know when I'm fully present with them. And when I get overwhelmed, and this is just a part of me having anxiety and all these things that I've been walking through life with since forever, if I get too overwhelmed, I just won't think. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but it's just like, nope, nothing. I don't want to think about anything. I don't want to hear anything. I just want to be empty. And of course, that's not realistic. So the walks call me in to fill myself up, whether it's through a deep breath, whether it's through a hard conversation, whether it's through a podcast that's spiritually aligned or meditation music. Like, how do I get back into my body? And when I walk with intention, the lesson is, Alex, you are here. You are in your body. You are present. Be with the now. And that can be really challenging for me a lot of the time. And as far as keeping track of the days, you know, a big part of my anxiety is also linked to keeping count of things. That's also my OCD. And so it's really hard for me not to like keep count. But what I have learned is that when I don't keep count and then I'm like, oh, I haven't counted this week, it's kind of a treat to look up how long it's been. And then it's like, wow, I'm at 100 and XYZ days. And I feel a really deep sense of connection to the promise I made to myself and just like that accomplishment. And so there's a lot of stuff there, but that was a long-winded answer to your question.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, I asked you two questions. They're beautifully answered. Beautifully answered. I just acknowledge how many days you've walked and that promise you have kept to yourself. And regardless of the actual number, you've done it for a while now. And so I'm sure that feels nourishing and important and really, I can imagine, very valuable. It certainly does to me anyway. There have been days, you know, I think the other thing that's interesting is people often hear, maybe you and me, talk about walks and can mistake it for exercise or a workout. And I guess when I was hearing you talk about, you know, essentially giving birth to this new book and this new project, what I wanted to say is that walks are very restful too. They can be a recovery tool. While naps are wonderful, eating well is important. I think the thing about this morning walk, from my experience, is there are also some walks which are really active rest, right? They are restful. It is, you know, I again say to myself, go gently. There is no pace required. There's no distance required. It is about essentially, you know, being nourished, which is a word you use around your walking, and I think is really spot on, is you know, the nourishment we can get even with activity. And so I think we've often said this morning walk doesn't have to happen in the morning. The steps don't matter. The distance doesn't matter. And I think you're talking about, you know, essentially using it as a tool to come back to yourself, to find a place where you can recharge. It is not something that you necessarily expend energy on, I guess, is an interesting flip. People say, oh my gosh, you walk for so long, aren't you tired? And I often say, actually, no, I'm so much more invigorated and energized and peaceful at the same time. So I think that's what I hear you saying, is that walk is a place for you to both find some peace and comfort and just a place where you are not expending energy, but in fact, feeling it.
No, that's right. And for everyone listening who's interested in walking or who already does walk, you know, you make your practice your own, right? And I think that's what's so beautiful about walking and about the mindset of morning walk is that we're invited to name what we need and go for it, right? And putting motion to, as you say, Libby, emotion and getting clear. Some of my best creative ideas come on my walks. Some of my deepest silence comes on my walks. And some of my greatest peace has been found on the loop that I do in my neighborhood. And I think releasing the expectation that it has to be something, that it has to be grand, that it has to be 10,000 steps, that it has to be a mile or 10 miles or whatever the case may be, and just letting the walk happen is such a beautiful teacher, which is why I come back to every walk teaches us something, be it how to slow down, how to tune in, how to get clear, how to be quiet, how to find community, right? And so it's every step allows us space to learn. And it wasn't that deep for me when I first started last September, but it is definitely that deep for me now. And it feels so nourishing to choose to walk every day and to choose myself every day through walking.
I love that. Beautifully said. One could argue that, you know, we do a number of things to take care of our body. We eat well. Perhaps we have a seated meditation practice to nourish our body. And that, I would say the walking practice is in keeping with that, right? It is a place, for me, it's a place where I find the information in my body. I'm not terribly good at that. And I disconnect often. So to your point, it is it's a physical teacher. That's for sure.
It's a recentering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I feel like it's like a reminder that we belong to ourselves.
That's so beautiful.
So before we wrap up, I'd love to know what tea you're drinking.
Oh, well, thank you. I am drinking a really beautiful favorite chai, which I drink very often. It's called smoky chai. There's lots of cardamom. There's lots of pepper. There's quite a bit of clove. And then I added a little splash of frothy almond milk, which feels very luxurious. I don't often put milk in, but today I felt beautiful. And I'm drinking it out of a beautiful little potter that I met on some of my travels. And that's one of the things I love, is the vessel that we drink tea out of, to me, is a really important component of the of having a cup of tea. How about you? What are you drinking?
So I'm drinking a chai today as well. And I normally always add cream to my chai, and I did not today. And it feels really good to just sip the tea with no honey or sugar like I normally do. I normally put like a teaspoon of brown sugar and then my half and half, and it's just, oh, it's divine. But this morning I was like, you know what? I'm not really feeling that today. I'm just going to brew my tea and enjoy its natural beauty. So yeah, that's what I'm drinking today.
Well, that sounds good. And I can't wait to share a cup of tea with you soon.
I know, very soon, my friend. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you again.
Yes, soon.
Very soon.
Bye.
Bye.
This Morning Walk podcast is produced by
me, Wayne Bertram.
Me, Alex L.
And me, Libby Delena.
If you enjoy the show, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and review.
Your support is greatly appreciated.
Don't forget to follow This Morning Walk on Instagram
for weekly journal prompts and photos from our walks.
Until next time,
take care. Thanks for walking with us.